Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, the divisional round is over. We'll recap the action from this weekend and let you know how we did. Plus, we'll preview the conference championship matchups and give you our early leans. And of course, I'll give you my Mox Locks for tonight. Before we get started, let's welcome in Mr. Monday, Danny Brasco. Danny, how you doing?
My Giants broke my heart, Katie. They broke my heart. It wasn't even a game. So I'm feeling the blues on this Monday. Tough divisional round of betting as well. Really tricky across the board in each game to handicap. So some ups, some downs. Overall finish down on the divisional round. But looking forward to the conference championships and some great matchups and hoping to do better there. And Giants season, we move on to next year. But your Niners move on forward. I know you're over the moon.
I am over the moon, but I'm kind of bummed about the Giants as well, because I was a big blue believer. But on that note, let's get into it with Mock's thought and talk about these divisional rounds. So the conference championship round is set. We just talked about it. So we're going to recap last week's action. Jags and Chiefs 27, Jags 20. This game was, I mean, when you saw Patrick Mahomes go down, right, and they showed the replay of the ankle, everyone's first thought was, oh no. And the fact that he went right back out there, I was like, what are you doing, bro? Like, just wait on the sideline for a second. He runs back out there. He can barely move. You see him on the sideline saying, don't take me out. Don't take me out. It was like the thing of legends, you know, and then he goes and he has this incredible game. It wasn't as much as he's normally done. I think he was under 300 passing yards for the first time in his postseason career. He had a couple of miscues, but he also, to me, proved that he is the best in the game right now. I mean, talk about a flu game or whatever it was. He put that team on his back. And by the way, no disrespect to Henny, because Henny played a good game too. But Patrick Mahomes, to me at least, proved that he is the best in the game right now.
It was a heroic performance. I mean, it was like Kirk Gibson in the Dodgers, classic MLB, rounding the bases, you know, hitting that walk-off pinch hit home run. Like, Mahomes refused to be taken out of the game. Later on in the Cowboys-Niners game, Tony Pollard suffered a very similar-looking injury, and he got carted off. So, you know, certainly Mahomes took less of damage on his injury. But if it was anything similar, I mean, it just goes to show what he powered through. And you're right, Henny did come in and save that game. They were pinned on the one-yard line. He led a 99-yard drive for a touchdown. I mean, that was a great, great backup moment Henny had, really keep them and keep their momentum in the game. So, like you said, Mahomes, you know, put the team on his back, even in moments where he needed to scramble. He hopped over for 4 yards and a first down. It was really unbelievable. Looking forward to the next matchup. I'm waiting on injury reports about him, because I know he'll play, but, you know, what's that ankle looking like? What's the swelling like? And, you know, how quickly can he rehab it before next week?
Well, they're saying it's a high ankle sprain, which is so interesting to me, because Jimmy Garoppolo's had a high ankle sprain and it took him out for several games. And yeah, this is the conference championship, so he's going to play. But you got away with it with the Jags. I don't know that you get away with it with the Bengals. But on a betting perspective, I will say I took the Chiefs in the first half, -6 in the first half, because like we all know, you can't trust the Chiefs full game. And then when Patrick Mahomes got down, it was even a little bit more scary. Of course, Jags with the backdoor cover there in the end. So for this game, I did well. And I also took Kelce over his receiving yards. It's kind of funny, because I got some comments online about how square that bet was and how, you know, Kelce is hit or miss. I mean, he soared over this. And again, in big games, Kelce is the one that you want to trust here, especially if the quarterback goes down, because you want to give it to him even more. All right, so let's move on to the Giants and the Eagles. Oof, Eagles 38, Giants 7. And you said they disappointed you and it wasn't even a game. You know what it reminded me of? And look, I'll let the Giants fan weigh in on what you think. I'm not really blaming Danny Dimes here, and I'm not too down on him, because it reminded me of the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not comparing Danny Dimes to Patrick Mahomes. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead there and say that. But when the defense is good and well covered and you've got no one to throw to, and they're also doing a good job at stopping the run. And we saw Patrick Mahomes, like I just said, the best to ever do it, not score a single touchdown in the Super Bowl, because the Bucs defense was so good and the coverage was so good. That's kind of what we saw in this game. Danny Dimes had no one to throw to because they were so well covered. But what do you think?
Yeah, there were a lot of reasons we lost this game, but that's one of them. The receivers couldn't get any separation for sure. Then the Eagles were stacking the box. Their one weakness on defense all season has been against the run, and we couldn't get that going. Aside from one breakout run from Saquon, we had no run game going at all. So then Danny Dimes tries to get over-aggressive, throws an easy interception on a read that he just, you know, made a mistake on. And the Giants don't play games from behind. That is not their style of play. They can't win shootouts where we come back from down multiple scores. They have to control the tempo. They have to control the pace. They have to stay within a score or two. And it got out of hand too quick. We got out of character. You know, even Daboll, like, who I've loved all year long and have had nothing bad to say about, you know, punting the ball down 21 late in the game in the fourth quarter. Like, just like at one point, we got to do something crazy. And we're just never in the game. So beyond losing the Giants plus 7.5, it was just a disheartening loss that you never felt good about at any moment in the game. So tough sledding for my G-man. On to next year.
Yeah, you know, I went 2-0 in the Chiefs and Jags game, and then Giants and Eagles, I went 0-2 in that game because I was on the I thought for sure the Giants were going to at least cover this game, and we all know I kind of liked him outright as well. Didn't end up taking it, lost on that, and then I had Jalen Hurts under 8.5 rushing attempts, and would you believe this guy had 9?
Katie, I had over 9.5 attempts on one book and over 8.5 attempts on the other book. The 8.5 cashed, the 9 lost, and I gave out 9 as a bet that I recommend, or 9.5 as a bet I recommend. So I lose on the hook. You lose on the hook on both sides. The books got us on that one. Damn.
They got us on that one. And I was told, that Jalen Hurts was not 100%. All right. And this guy looked damn near close to 100%. If that's not 100%, I shudder to think what that looks like. And I really thought that he wasn't going to be. I mean, basically, he did most of that in the first half, too. And so I thought we were almost going to get away with it at one point. But then, of course, there was no reason for him to be rushing in the second half, even though because they were up by so much. But that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about the most interesting game, at least to me. Bengals versus Bills. Bengals 27, Bills 10. 10 at home, at Orchard Park. 10. I was on Bengals plus the 5.5, but I was on the over in this game because I thought that there's no way in hell that the Bills are only going to score 10 points. I also had their kicker, Bengals kicker, you know, Money Mac, over 2.5, made extra points that cash because I thought the Bengals were going to have 3 touchdowns and he was going to make those. But the Bills scoring only 10 points was the most shocking thing to me. And I think we got to have a conversation about Josh Allen now and his role in, or maybe it's the play calling too. Maybe it's the play calling. Why are they still throwing deep sometimes when they're up, which of course isn't this game. But anyways, what did you think about this game? What were your bets? What do you think of Josh Allen?
So this one was tricky and this one stung me a little bit. I crushed player props in this game. I couldn't miss. I was calling all sorts of random game script reads, but I was heavy on the Bills in a number of ways, in teasers, on the money line and parlays. And I even laid the 5.5 because I actually felt when the market closed that was the sharp play. More money and more bets were on the public darling Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And I understand why. They've been money printing machines for everybody. But I thought the books don't give out free money like that, free plus money. Like, this is maybe where the buck stops a little bit. And Joe Burrow continues to defy all the sharp angles that you might have. I mean, the line got bigger towards the Bills. They went from 4 to minus 5.5 despite the money and the bets coming in on the Bengals. The offensive line for the Bengals was thought to be in shambles. All these backups come in, and their run game has been better than it's been all season long behind a junior varsity offensive line that played better than the Bills' offensive line. In fact, it was the Bengals' defense that was disrupting Josh Allen. So Allen did not have a good game, but he also didn't have any protection. They played really poorly. Those guys on the Bengals' defensive line really messed up the game. They were game wreckers. And I didn't love the play calling like you alluded to. And I think just playing from behind, they felt the pressure. There was that sort of like they took the crowd out of the game a little bit early and it felt scary the whole time. They're playing on pins and needles and they just couldn't get back in it. Joe Burrow and the Bengals blew the doors off him in the end. So, yeah, that was a real shocker to me. I was surprised the way that game played out.
You know, it's interesting because there was the Patriots dynasty, right? For the longest time, you always knew that they were at least getting to the AFC championship game. Now you got the Bengals here 2 years in a row getting to the AFC championship game. You've got the Chiefs 5 years in a row getting to the AFC championship game. And then you got the 49ers. This is their third year in four, in four, third trip in 4 years to the NFC Championship game. So we're kind of seeing maybe some more dynasties start to form here, which is pretty exciting. And to your point, Joe Burrow, yeah, he continues to defy the odds and the books. And we should all learn our lesson not to bet against this guy. And we're going to get into that, especially with an injured Patrick Mahomes. But last but not least, the Cowboys versus the 49ers. Niners 19, Cowboys 12. This was an ugly game. And you know, hats off to the Cowboys. Cowboy hats off to the Cowboys defense, because they played really, really tough. And the coverage was really, really good. And you don't see a lot of games where both Debo and CMC can't break free. I mean, they did nothing. And even, well, I guess CMC had a touchdown. It was a Rein that back. The only touchdown we had was from CMC, but still, it wasn't a very good game from him from a stat perspective. And they kept Purdy out of the end zone, which he's had at least two touchdowns in every single game that he's played. George Kittle, to me, was an unsung hero in this game. And the thing about George Kittle that I love so much is that this guy is a game changer. When the game is on the line, he finds a way to get it done. You know, he is what we all say, he is him. And when it was bobbling off and it hits him on the helmet, and he still finds a way to catch that ball. And yeah, there was the Diggs miss as well. But that to me was when the momentum shifted and the Niners started to move the game. And I can't tell you how many times George Kittle is the guy that shifts the entire momentum for this team. I would be remiss to say, or I would be not smart to say that I'm excited about facing the Eagles this week, but it was a hard-fought win. It was a dirty win, and we're on to the next.
Yeah, and look, congratulations to your Niners. The rookie quarterback does it again. No interceptions. So, you know, he did his job. Yeah. He managed the game. That's what we're always talking about with Jimmy Garoppolo. Game manager. The defense is so good. Debo, the offense, you know, so dynamic. Just manage the game. He's been doing that better than Jimmy has, arguably, right? So really, they just need to play it to their style. They needed to win that game dirty. They might have to beat the Eagles in a similar fashion. They can't overdo it. They can't play hero ball with Brock Purdy moving forward, because at any moment, you know, that one big turnover that he's been able to not have could change the game and end the season with everything on the line now. So I really like the style they played behind. They have to lean on the run. They have to lean on the defense. And early on, I'm looking at the under at the Eagles-Niners game, thinking that it could be a similar gritty matchup like we just saw against Dallas.
Yeah. And I will say, Dallas, Dak Prescott lost them that game. That's on Dak Prescott, because the defense played so good. And, you know, who was it? Was it Ezekiel Elliott? Not Ezekiel Elliott. It was CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb played so good. And then Pollard ended up getting injured, which I think was a thing for them. But those two interceptions, you can't have that in a divisional round game. And, you know, say what you will about Jimmy Garoppolo, he never fully lost us. I know people, I can hear people already chirping about the Super Bowl and the overthrow or whatever, but two interceptions, that's on your quarterback.
Yeah, and he almost did that same tailor-made pick six that he did twice against the Commanders to end the game when they were trying to make that comeback too. If their season ended like that on a pick six, man, pitchforks out in Dallas. But it was still bad. Dak still made his mistakes. Dak was, you know, kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde Dak, that you never know what you're going to get. And the Niners move on to the back of their defense, and that's what they're going to have to keep doing, I think.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, and then next it's Capper's Corner. What do you want to eat tonight? Maybe you want a home-cooked favorite, but don't feel like going to the store, or you want something exciting and new, but it would be great to stay in tonight. DoorDash connects you with everything you want whenever and however you want it. For a limited time, our listeners can get 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code MOXIE. That's 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code MOXIE. Don't forget, that's code MOXIE for 50% off up to a $20 value and $0 in delivery fees with DoorDash. Subject to change. Terms apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it back as a free bet. Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK, 467-369.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's welcome back in Danny to preview the championship round games. First up, it's the Bengals versus the Chiefs. Bengals plus 100 on the money line, Chiefs minus 120. They're the favorites here, but by a very slim margin. It's basically a pick 'em. Chiefs favored by just one, over under 47.5. This is the seventh time since 1970 that these teams are going to back-to-back conference championships. The Bengals won 27-24 against the Chiefs in overtime last year in the AFC Championship game. Joe Burrow, 3-0 versus Patrick Mahomes. Each of those games decided by exactly 3 points. He's the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes 3 times in a row. Both of these teams are on winning streaks, Danny. Bengals have won 10 straight games. The Chiefs have won 11 of their last 12 games. I mean, it depends on Patrick Mahomes here, right? Depends on Patrick Mahomes and this high ankle sprain. However, if you don't have Patrick Mahomes at 100% and he's already 0-3 versus Joe Burrow and he lost last year in overtime, give me the Bengals.
Oh my, early Bengals pick. And I can't blame you for it. For me, I've got to watch where the money goes in this. I'm so fascinated to see what the public does. Two darling quarterbacks, the best in the league and perhaps the most popular in the league all of a sudden. So of course, we're waiting on injury news for Patrick Mahomes. We want to see how bad it's going to be. I don't know if we'll really know. They're going to play this game of smoke and mirrors and let you know, maybe they insinuate that it's really bad and make the Bengals feel like, wow, he's going to be on one leg. And maybe it's great rehab and we don't realize that he's going to be, you know, in totally great shape. So I want to see what I can find out about there. I guess my advice is, yeah, if you like the Bengals, take them now, because if Mahomes is reported to be kind of banged up, maybe they become shorter underdogs.
Yeah.
You know, vice versa. And the opposite happens for the Chiefs. But, you know, if Mahomes is reported that he's A-OK, maybe the Chiefs become slightly bigger favorites. Burrow's beaten him 3 times. Can he do it a fourth? I don't know. I got to watch where the line goes right now. But I agree with, if you like it, take Bengals now. Might as well.
I mean, certainly even on the money line at plus money, because that might, to your point, change very quickly. So if you could get him at even money. And look, the reports right now are high ankle sprain. Now, I don't know how bad that is. All I know is that Jimmy Garoppolo's had a high ankle sprain and he was out for several games. So it's not good. And it's
something,
interesting.
Something that Tony Romo said, sorry to cut you off, Katie. I was going to say that he said that it's going to be, because he's experienced this many times in his career too, is that after the game, despite us seeing him come back and hobble through it, maybe, oh, it's not that bad. He said that's adrenaline. After the game, that thing's going to swell up. He might not be able to walk on it tomorrow. So maybe the status we're thinking of him recovering for the week, it might be way worse than it was in the game.
100%. And that was my thing too, is that, you know, he is so good. And again, we talk about he had this incredible hero game. And you saw him leave the stadium walking like nothing was fine. And you know, he was trying with every ounce in his being because he doesn't want to look injured. But my guess is that he is pretty injured. And to what I thought and what you just said about Tony Romo saying that he might not. But again, all I know is that Jimmy Garoppolo's had high ankle sprains and he was out for several games. So Joe Burrow's just too hot. And we look at what that Bengals defense did to a healthy Josh Allen at home. And now you got a hobbling guy back there. And his decisions aren't as, you know, sharp as they have been. And he's maybe playing a little bit scared because I saw him just throw the ball away multiple times because he didn't want to get hit again. I would lean. And look, I will say Joe Burrow 5-1 in his playoff career. That's second most playoff wins in his first three seasons. The Bengals were 5-14 in postseason before drafting Joe Burrow. So he's just been a complete franchise changer for them. Yeah.
And then I have another question too, though. Like, of course, we have to see Mahomes' mobility because, to your point about the Bengals' defense, those blitzing schemes were so creative, and they had Josh Allen, you know, really, really struggling. So if Mahomes can't use his escapability, that's a massive factor of how he gets it done. And then my second question is, can the Bengals' offensive line really perform that well again with the second string guys? I mean, they were so good. They were pushing the pile, running the ball. Now they get Chris Jones and Frank Clark and that defensive line. Can it happen twice, or was it fool's gold? I need more questions answered. Now, this is a wild game to bet.
The one thing that the Chiefs have going for them is at least now the game will be in Kansas City, because if the Bills won, then it would have been on a neutral site. How about the NFL selling tickets to a Bills Chiefs AFC Championship game? Can you imagine? Like, do they just I would assume they refund you if they don't end up going. But you know, the Bengals did say, Jamar Chase came out and said, that was disrespectful. It's disrespectful that you would sell those tickets and count us out. And he was right. Definitely don't count out the Bengals. All right, moving on to the next game, the NFC Championship game between the 49ers and the Eagles in Philadelphia. 49ers plus 118 as dogs, Eagles minus 140 on the money line. Spread is 2.5, which I found interesting to me. I thought my prediction was it was going to be 3, that they were going to get exactly home field advantage. So it's interesting to me that they're getting slightly less than that, over under 45.5. Really low here. It's the second postseason meeting between the 49ers and the Eagles. The 49ers won 14-0 in 1996 in the wild card round. Eagles 15-1 when Jalen Hurts starts this season. 49ers 7-0 when Brock Purdy starts. Okay, he hasn't played in as many games as Hurts has. And you know, this is not the first time that these two have gone against each other. Danny, Brock Purdy versus Jalen Hurts. Their first matchup since Oklahoma won 42-41 versus Iowa State in 2019. Purdy had 6 total touchdowns to Jalen Hurts' 5 total. 42-41. This was really close, even in college. Eagles, it's their 8th conference championship appearance. They're seeking their 4th Super Bowl trip. The 49ers have 18 conference championship appearances, the most of all time. And this, they're seeking their 3rd in their last 4 seasons. I don't know what to do with this game. I'm trying to figure out how to get to this game. I'll tell you that much. I'm trying to figure out how to get to this game. I have no early leans on this one, except, of course, my heart saying, take the points with the 49ers because I'd like to punch our ticket to the Super Bowl.
My early lean in this game, if any, is the under. 45.5 seems like a number that I want to be on the underside for. 45 when betting game totals, very key number. A key number is a score that most frequently lands on. Think about a 24-21 game, right? That's total score 45. So I want to be on the under 45.5 for what a game that I feel like might look a lot like the matchup against Dallas. The Niners and the Eagles defenses are both so strong that I feel like both offensive coordinators are going to play not to make a mistake. Like we were talking about the Niners and Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. You can't ask them to play hero ball. We can't ask them to do too much and chuck bombs down the field. So especially against this number one pass DVOA Eagles defense, we saw what they did to Danny Dimes, right? He had nowhere to throw. Got to lean on the run. That chews clock. I think Jalen Hurts and the Eagles will do the same thing. Lean on the run. They chewed the Giants up on the ground between Miles Sanders and mostly him and Jalen Hurts. So keep control, keep possession, lean on the defense, lean on the run. Those in a cold NFC championship game, those all feel like under angles for me. So I'll grab that early line there, thinking it may move down. If it goes below 45, I know I'll be onto something there. So that's my early.
After hearing what you said, and I agree with you, I might even look at the first half under, because I feel like these first halves too have been extremely lower scoring and maybe a little bit of nerves, a lot of defense. And then at least for the Niners, it starts to usually open up in the second half offensively. So I might look at that first half under. Now, I do know that the Eagles are the best first half team in the league. Niners tend to struggle sometimes a little bit in the first half. So maybe that's something you look at, grabbing the Eagles in the first half too. But yeah, this one is just has my stomach in knots because I do think that these teams are extremely evenly matched. And I do think in a lot of ways, these are the two most complete teams in football on both sides of the ball. And so it should be a ground and pound, like you said, in a pretty rough matchup. But again, all I'm trying to do is get to this game myself. So holler at your girl if you can hook me up here.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And the time has come for Mox Locks. We're looking at the NBA or college hoops tonight. I'll go first on what my Mox Lock is. Danny, do you know what today is?
What's today?
It's January 23rd of 2023. You might as well call this Michael Jordan Day. And do you know who's playing on Michael Jordan Day? The Bulls are. The Bulls are playing the Atlanta Hawks. And this line is a pick'em, so give me the Bulls -1 on January 23rd of 2023. Bulls 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games. They're just coming off a Paris game, and they've got a little bit more rest. They are 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games, playing on 3 or more days rest. January 23rd, 2023, Bulls at home against an Atlanta Hawks team on extended rest. You going against this? No, you're not.
What's not to like?
Because it's Michael Jordan Day.
How do you not tell that? What's not to like? I mean, it's all the signs you need, right? If you wake up and you read your horoscopes, then you also need to be on Bulls on Michael Jordan Day. That's just how it goes, right?
I just looked at the date. And by the way, I haven't read anything, when I was handicapping this game. As far as I can tell, nobody has put 2 and 2 together. But I looked at the date and I said, you got to be kidding me. On Michael Jordan Day?
I love it. I'm telling just for the juju on that. I'm going to the college hoops, Katie, and I'm going to go with Virginia Tech on the money line. They're facing Duke, and I'm surprised to find Virginia Tech as -135 favorites. They've lost 7 games in a row. So I'm going to attempt to do what people in the betting industry like to call catching a falling knife, backing the team that is in a free fall right now. Duke is not the same team they are at home as they are on the road. They're on the road here, 1-7 against the spread. And I think that the line tells you everything. With Virginia Tech losing 7 straight yet being the favorite here, this is where they bounce back. I think they're going to pick up a win here against a weak road Duke team. So give me the Virginia Tech Hokies on the money line.
I love it. Okay, so I know it's Michael Jordan Day and I am taking the Bulls, but I am going to take a prop bet on the other side. Deontay Murray, over 21.5 points, is at -106. So Ice Trey has been ice cold offensively recently, but Murray has started to heat up. He's coming off a team high of 29 points, shooting over 50% from the field, season average 21.9 points per game. So right at this marker, if you look at his last 5 games, he's averaged at least 28. So while I like the Bulls to win this game in a close one, I like Deontay Murray over his 21.5 points. The guy stays hot.
I like that too, and I like playing opposite sort of narratives too, and I'm going to bet on the same game. If I'm wrong about one, I might be right about the other. Worst case, I could finish 1-1, and that's better than 0-2, right? So I like playing 2 different angles on the opposite sides. I'll go back to college here, and this might be the game of the night, Kansas versus Baylor, the nightcap. And Kansas is coming off a blowout loss to TCU at home. They lost by 23. Well, that's actually good news for bettors, because in the last 6 games that Kansas has had a double-digit home loss, the following game, 6-0 against the spread. And they go into Baylor here, which I actually feel like a road game can help them getting away from home. They do quite well in Waco, Texas. They're 14-5 against the Baylor Bears in Waco on the road. So in a bounce back spot, I think this is a good place to back the Kansas Jayhawks. I'll take them +2.5, but I don't mind a money line sprinkle too at +110. I say the Jayhawks get the win tonight.
Ooh, Moneyline Sprinkle at plus 110. I love it. All right, thanks, Danny, for joining us. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets, and we'll see you Wednesday.